in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. If anyone can tell me how a file that is no longer on my computer can be downloaded as the latest show, please tell me. I downloaded last week's show. Downloaded it Sunday. Didn't have any issues. It did very well, and I understand why now, because it was a rerun. It counted all the other downloads I already had. But I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how that show got downloaded as the latest show. It took me hours to figure out how to eliminate that show, even though it wasn't on my hard drive anymore, and to put the newest show on. So this week, you get two essentially brand new shows. I downloaded the latest show, The Boys Are Back in Town, yesterday. And I'm going to be downloading a new show tonight because I will be out of town for the weekend. So here you go. But if somebody can tell me how that happens, please enlighten me, because I went through all my files and that show is no longer on my hard drive. I'm sure a lot of you were listening going, wait a minute, this sounds familiar. And there's a reason for it, because I've already done the show. But for some reason, it wanted to download it, and I don't know where it got that file from, but it did, and I had to go jump through hoops to figure out how to eliminate that show and download the newest show. And a lot of people are telling me that on the mobile sites, it's hard to get. So what I did is, if you want to listen to The Boys Are Back, which is the latest show, which is last week's show that was downloaded this week, if that makes sense, just download the show and then delete it after you're done, or save it for posterity. I don't care. But I don't know what happened. I do apologize. The people that have downloaded the show are liking it, so thank you. Let me know what you think about John McCain. Let me know what you think about the Chicago Batman. But something happened, and I cannot figure it out. But regardless, this week's show is going to be a political show, but it's also going to be kind of a fearmonger show, because there's a lot going on. We are on the precipice of war, but you won't hear about it. And we're going to talk about that. Then one of our favorite listeners, Andy, sent me a question today that I wanted to talk about, didn't have time, so I'm going to fit that in this show. We're going to hear about that, and you're going to hear my thoughts on that. So, regardless of what happened last week, I'm praying, I'm hoping that when I download this show, that it works. But regardless, just sit back, relax. If you're in Michigan, it's probably cold, storming, raining. Just sit back by the fire or watch the raindrops and relax. And listen to what I have to say. Because what I have to say is the truth that you will not hear in the mainstream media. It's the truth that is being withheld from you. But regardless, it is the truth. So sit back, relax, open your mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is your host, Tom Velasquez, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat, and we will be right back. Alrighty, I mentioned it last week, and what I am going through with my family is horrendous. I would never wish it on my worst enemy, but what I can do is I can raise awareness on this type of cancer that my wife has, because it's very rare and it's very underfunded. Not a lot of people know about it. So what I would like you to do, and I've had people ask me, what's going on with Michelle? What's going on with your wife? I will ask you to go to www.michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com. What Michelle and I have done is we have started a blog, and that will update you on what we know, everything we know up to date. As of now, we have finally, and I mean finally, got the gallium scan to find out where the cancer started. We are of mixed emotion right now because we are happy that the gallium scan has been done. We can now start treatment, but we're a little nervous to find out how bad the cancer is because, honestly, we don't know where else the cancer is other than her liver and other than the fact that every doctor has told us it did not start there, but nobody can tell us where it started. That is where the gallium scan comes in. So if you want the updated progress, the latest and greatest news on Michelle, please go to www.michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com and like the page, share the page. My goal and Michelle's goal is we want to get awareness of this very, very rare cancer out there because out of all the cancers, this is one of the least funded out there because there's not a lot known about it because it's so rare. But the problem is the instances of this cancer are rising. So we need to be aware of it. So if you could go to that page, go to the Facebook page, Michelle's Journey with Cancer, or again, www.michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com. And share the page. Let everybody know about neuroendocrine cancer. We can raise awareness. We are a family here at the Paranormal Patriot, and families take care of one another. And you can help us by spreading the news, spreading the page, and let everybody know that there is a cancer out there that is underfunded and not well researched. With that in mind, we can help future patients live longer lives, live more productive lives, and more importantly, be able to spend time with their families. It starts with you. My family thanks you in advance from the bottom of our hearts for the support and the generosity that everyone has shown us. Thank you again. All right, we're just going to jump into the show right now. Now, while the mainstream media, and when I say the mainstream media, I'm talking about CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, who else? Even Fox News. While they are preoccupied with this Russian collusion, which is non-existent. It's been 6 months, over 6 months, probably now, what, 7, 8 months? That they've been trying to prove that Trump colluded with the Russians to gain access to the victory that propelled him to the presidency. It's been months and months and months. We're still hearing about it. They're grasping at straws. But while that is happening, we are not being told about what I believe is an impending war that, call me a fearmonger, call me what you want, but this is a war that could escalate into World War III. It's going to start like World War I. Archduke Ferdinand got shot. And then it grew and it grew and it grew. And all of a sudden we've got the Great War. This could be the start of a Great War, which would be World War III. But nobody is talking about it because the media doesn't want to alter its course from Donald Trump and his collusion. the non-existent collusion. They are so hell-bent on taking this man from power that they are going to forego major news events. And they're going to just continue to talk about Donald Trump. The 4th of July, I remember this, and I looked at everybody at who was at my 4th of July get-together. North Korea fired off an ICBM. There was a breaking news report. Hey, by the way, North Korea fired a ballistic missile. It may be able to hit Alaska. That's it. And then everybody went back to the Trump case. Well, now North Korea has a ballistic missile that they, for everybody in the media or everybody in the military, seems to think can do significant damage to the interior mainland of the United States. Nobody's talking about it. Why is that? Because nobody cares about that. All they care about is getting this person who's bucking the trend, who is against the grain, out of office. Listen, it is normal and it is probably right to have a president have one party upset with him. That's the norm. That's expected. But what you have to look at is when this president has both parties against him, you need to stop and think. It's not that this president is horrific. He's not a horrible president. You need to stop and think and look outside the box and say, all right, if the Democrats are against him, I expect that. But the Republicans are against him. Why is that? It's a quick, simple answer. And the answer is because he is going against the establishment in Washington. When he says he wants to drain the swamp, he wants to drain the swamp. He is having fierce opposition. But he's continuing. Every misstep this man takes is being exemplified by the media. Every word he misspeaks, every tweet that he tweets out is being scrutinized under a fine-tooth comb that, regardless of what this man does, it's going to be portrayed in a negative light. And I look at that as, I voted for the right guy. Because for the media, the Democrats, and most importantly, the Republicans, to be completely 180 from what this man wants to do tells me that we voted the right man for the job. It tells me that the people spoke and the people put someone in office that is for the people. It's not for their pocketbook. It's not for their party and it's not for their agenda. I talked about it last week with John McCain. He will tell you what you want to hear. He'll tell you that while Barack Obama is in office, I will vote to repeal Obamacare, knowing full and well that that is never going to happen. But he can go back to his constituents and say, look, I voted to repeal it. You want it repealed. I voted to repeal it, so vote for me. But now we've got a Republican-led House and Republican-led Senate and a Republican-led White House. And what does he do? He votes against it. He changes his tune. He goes completely against what his constituents voted him in to do. And this is what Donald Trump is against. He is fighting back against politicians that say what they want, knowing that their constituents will vote them in because that's a name I know. Things are changing. But you don't hear that. All you hear about is Russian collusion. You don't hear about the fact that the North Koreans, they're now a major player on the global front. I leave that on the feet of Barack Obama. He had 8 years to reel them in and did nothing. So what does our Congress do? Our Congress and our Senate. I don't understand what they're doing. It's almost as if they want to lead us into World War III. Listen, everybody. Russia is not our enemy. You can sit here and you can go on the 6 o'clock news and you can go on the half-hour headline news and you can hear all the atrocities and how horrible Russia is. Russia is not our enemy. But yet our government and our media is portraying them as the enemy. They have released a devastating amount of sanctions on Russia. I want to read to you from an article, and if I read this website wrong, I'm sorry. I don't speak Hebrew very well, but I've been scouring the internet. I'm having a hard time concentrating at work, as you can imagine. And we've been a little slow, so I have a lot of free time, and I've been scouring the internet. And I actually found this article on Arutz Shiva. It's an Israeli website. And this is from a gentleman by the name of Guy Cohen from 7/30/17, July 30th of 2017. And his article states that pundit predicts devastating consequences of Russian sanctions. Before I begin, I'd like to apologize. There's a nice-sized storm outside. My dog is freaking out. So if you hear a dog barking, it's because she's freaking out. I've got her down here with me, but she's a little scared, so bear with me. But anyway, I want to read to you from this article. Again, Guy Cohen, Arutz Shiva, from July 30th, 2017. He states, new sanctions against Russia passed by the House and Senate last week are the dumbest and most self-destructive act of economic self-harm since the United States delinked the dollar from gold on August 15th, 1971, and it will have more devastating consequences. Now, this is from renowned columnist David Goldman in his latest opinion piece. It is stated that the sanctions legislation allows the United States to impose heavy fines on European companies involved in energy infrastructure with Russia and threatens major projects now in progress. EC Commission Chief Klaus Juncker warned Thursday, the U.S. bill could have unintended unilateral effects that impact the EU's energy security interests. If our concerns are not taken into account sufficiently, we stand ready to act appropriately within a matter of days. Now, Russia has responded by expelling a large number of diplomats from the embassy in Moscow, but that is merely a symbolic gesture, according to Goldman. And he went on to explain there are more disagreeable measures that Moscow might take, such as providing advanced weapons to Iran, giving close air support to Iranian-controlled militias in Syria, and increase military cooperation with China. Now, according to Goldman, under communism, Russia sought to compensate for its economic inefficiency by turning Europe into an economic colony. And the most dangerous operations of the Cold War were undertaken to prevent this. Now, for narrow political reasons, Trump's enemies propose to undo the whole structure of relationships that won the Cold War and drive Europe into the arms of the Russians and the Chinese. The White House has been sending mixed signals on whether President Donald Trump intends to veto the bill, which also imposes new sanctions on Iran and North Korea. However, by wide margins, the bill will be passed or has been passed in the Senate and the House, and that would indicate a presidential veto would be overridden. Now, newsflash, Donald Trump has officially signed these sanctions into law. He did it under duress. He stated that this was only done to continue the sanctions against Iran and to bolden the sanctions against North Korea. This is why I hate writers. You know, you got a bill. You know, you got a bill that bans, I don't know, killing somebody. But you got these legislators that say, well, you know, we should probably put, we're going to sanction Russia on this bill, and we're going to ban drinking water on this bill, and we're going to ban the fact that you can drive 20 miles more per day. If you do, you got to pay a fee. If that bill gets passed, all of those extra riders are attached to it. And from what I understand, how I understand this whole sanction bill, that's what happened. It was a sanction against Iran and North Korea, and the Congress and the Senate added sanctions against Russia. Could our president have said, nope, send it back without the sanctions against Russia? I guess in my feeble civilian mind, yes, why not? But who knows how long that would have taken. So now Russia has expelled diplomats, and Russia has been stating that our relationship between Russia and the United States is at a minimal, almost all-time low. And listen, we've had a pretty rough relationship with Moscow. In the 80s, I remember constantly being afraid of nuclear war. In the 60s, you who grew up in the 60s and were in high school, or middle school or elementary school, going to school in the 60s, you'd hide under your desks as if that's going to stop a nuclear bomb. But anyway, you would. So tensions are pretty high right now between the Russians and the United States. The problem is, and this is the problem with any war, most of the citizens in this country don't care. They could care less about what is happening in Russia. They have no ill will against the Russian people. But it's the people we appoint by a vote that are almost condemning us to death. We have senators and congressmen and women that have voted and passed a sanctions bill against Russia that is deteriorating our relationship to the point that it's one step closer to war. Who pays? It's we that pay. It's the civilians, because they're not lobbying nuclear bombs at the bunkers in Washington. And even if they are, the bunkers will withstand that, where all the important people, the VIP people, the elites are. They'll go in their bunkers. They'll be safe. It's the everyday people. It's our sons, daughters, husbands, wives that are out on the front lines fighting the battle. It is the civilians that are back home that are going to feel the effects of a nuclear bomb, that are going to pay the price. But these elites don't care, because that's not part of their agenda. Their agenda is a new world order. Their agenda is a one world government. And the elites believe that by ushering in a third world war, we can finally achieve that. We will have the glorious peace that this planet has been aspiring for since the dawn of time. But the problem is, we as a species, we're very war-oriented. We love war. We love killing each other. So this peace, this one world government that's going to unite the whole planet, isn't going to happen. But yet we're going to continue to poke the bear, which is Russia, and say, we're sanctioning you, we're sanctioning you. And what do you expect is going to happen? Russia's going to get ticked. They're going to arm Iran, who is a mortal enemy, even though our previous president didn't think so. They're a mortal enemy. They're going to embolden China, who is one of the few countries out there that could theoretically win a war against us. Is this part of a plan? Is this part of the grand scheme of things? And then you have North Korea. I talked about the July 4th firing off of an ICBM. Well, they just recently fired off another one. And this one went 5 minutes longer, 6,000 miles more, which theoretically puts it in the range of the continental interior of the United States. Now, I came across an article on Fox News today. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a pretty lengthy article. But I want to read snippets of it. And this makes me wonder, is there something that we're not being told? Because North Korea, little itty-bitty North Korea with their fat little crazy dictator, is acting pretty pompous. They're acting as if, hey, don't mess with us. You are going to lose. You're going to die if you mess with us. And I'm looking at this going, who do they think they're talking to? Because they've threatened the United States again. And I understand there's some pomp and circumstance going along with that, that they got to show a little bit of pride and military strength. But I don't understand how they think they can get away with this unless there is a cooperation. And I'm thinking that cooperation is with China, Russia, and Iran with the North Koreans that we are not being told about, but everybody in the military and in the espionage, I guess, world knows about. But now, Rodong Simong, the newspaper of North Korea's ruling party, issued a threat in a column entitled "Heed the Warning of Juche, maybe, Korea." And they assert that the Trump administration is being forced to wave a white flag amid tensions with Pyongyang. They state every minute and every second the new reality that the U.S. mainland is on the knife's edge of life and death is forcing the U.S. administration to wave a white flag and fundamentally change her North Korean policy. It is not the denuclearization of North Korea, but the security of the U.S. mainland, which should be the top priority of the Trump administration. It also states that if the U.S. still refuses to accept such a realistic demand and doggedly pursue hostile policy against North Korea in order to save face, she will continue to receive unexpected gift packages, which we will continue to send. Now, the experts say that the gift packages are North Korean leaders Kim Jong-un promises of more planned missile tests, which are banned by the United Nations. Kim previously urged scientists to continue to frequently send big and small gift packages to the Yankees as ever so that they feel not weary. Whatever. North Korea's latest threat comes as U.S. Pacific Air Force's commander, General Terrence J. O'Shaughnessy, said the United States and its allies are prepared to use rapid, lethal, and overwhelming force if necessary against the regime. O'Shaughnessy said North Korea remains the most urgent threat to regional stability. So the North Koreans, who are emboldened by the results of their ICBM tests, now think, or so they say that they think, that they can take out the United States via nuclear warheads. And this is where the fear-mongering comes in, because right now, all we're hearing about is Russian collusion. We do not hear about the threat against the United States from the North Koreans. We don't hear the threat against the United States from the Russians. We don't hear about the fact that the Russians may be arming the Iranians and may be helping the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, open your eyes. This is setting up for World War III. It may. The powder keg may explode in Syria, or it could explode in where I think it's going to explode, North Korea. Because honestly, What do you do with North Korea? You cannot let them continue to fire off these ballistic missiles and then threaten you. The talk coming from the military, it leads me to believe that there are plans to do these surgical strikes against North Korea. And that's what worries me, because what happens if we attack North Korea? Do the Chinese all of a sudden align with the North Koreans? Do the Russians? Do the Iranians? And listen, everybody looks at the Iranians as poor little Arab people in a poor country. That's not the case anymore. The Barack Obama administration has given them free rein to develop ICBMs, to develop nuclear warheads. They have been unchecked. So now they are a player in the Middle East. They are a player in their region, and that they are somebody that we have to be concerned about. Thank you, President, ex-President Obama. This is setting up right now as a powder keg. Right now the fuse is lit. Don't let anybody tell you that this fuse isn't lit. This dictator in North Korea, I believe, thinks he can beat the United States. But he's not stupid. What we are not being told is I think there is an alliance right now between the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, and the North Koreans. So they can go out and they can threaten the United States with annihilation. And they don't have anything to fear, because if we, as a nation, as our government officials, if they decide enough is enough, we need to attack them to stop their nuclear program. If we decide to do that, they know that the Chinese, the Iranians, and the Russians, they have their back. And what happens there? It's the start of World War III, everybody. We are on the precipice of war. The war drums are pounding. But what do you do as the United States? Do you let them develop a nuclear warhead? Do you let them keep shooting these ballistic missiles, these ICBMs? Because one of these times they're going to shoot it, and it's going to come into the United States. We're in a no-win situation right now. We have got people in our government that are hell-bent on bringing in the New World Order. And by doing that, they are going to impose sanctions against Russia in order to piss Russia off, in order to have them side with the Iranians, the Chinese, and the North Koreans, knowing that we are going to eventually attack North Korea and therefore start a world war, or at least a major conflict. And that major conflict is designed to bring about the new world order. One world government, one religion. We are divided not into countries. We are divided into zones, per se. If you've ever watched The Hunger Games, you know, being my mind works in a different way than most. I watch The Hunger Games and I see that as reality. I see the United States drawn up in different zones. I see different leaders in different zones. You may have the North American zone. You may have the South American zone. You may have the European zone. You may have the Asian or Indian zone. And everybody, it's designed to have everybody love one another. But the ultimate goal is to have the people in power stay in power and be filthy rich because of it, while the rest of us struggle to survive. That's the ultimate goal. I see it. Does anybody else? Does anybody else see the writing on the wall? Let me know. Am I way out in left field? Or have I just hit a home run? I'll be honest with you guys. I think I hit a home run. I think I know what's going on. But the problem is you're not going to hear it from the mainstream media. And too many of us are afraid to announce the fact that, damn, that guy's right. It's time. It's time to announce your intentions. It's time to announce your thoughts. Let everybody know what's going on. The more people that know what's going on, the better. Again, am I in left field? Did I pop out? Or did I knock this thing right out of the park? Let me know. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. You can go to The Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, at The Parapatriot on Twitter, or minds.com at The Paranormal Patriot. Either way, any of those ways, you can let me know if I am way off base, if I just got picked off, and I keep using baseball analogies, I don't know why. Did I get picked off or did I knock it out of the park? Think about it, though. If you've done your research, this is the only conclusion that you can come up with. That we are essentially being led to the slaughter. And on that fine note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Andy from Texas has asked a question, and I think everybody needs to know the answer. So when we come back, we're going to hear Andy's question, and we're going to find out what I think may happen to the Democratic Party. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot again. This is your host, Tom Velasquez, and we will be right back. All right, while the next segment may not be paranormal-oriented, that doesn't mean a paranormal group cannot sponsor it. That paranormal group is Black Crow Paranormal. Black Crow Paranormal is located in England, in the United Kingdom. My United Kingdom listenership is exploding. So, if you are in the United Kingdom, and you have had a ghost, Bigfoot, monster, alien, or just some mysterious encounter, you need to contact Black Crow Paranormal. For those of us in the States here, you can find out about Black Crow Paranormal on Facebook at Black Crow Paranormal. They have a YouTube channel that is located at Black Crow Paranormal. Their Twitter account is at Black Crow P. You can email them at blackcrowp@outlook.com. Or their website is blackcrowparanormal.com. Whatever you need to do, if you are in England and you have a paranormal encounter, please contact Black Crow Paranormal and tell them that the Paranormal Patriot sent you. I appreciate that. Andy from England, Garth from Wisconsin. I mean, I could go literally and do a whole show on the people that I feel I have a connection with. And we've never met. We contact each other via email, sometimes phone conversations, sometimes Messenger, sometimes Facebook. Some of the people that I've been close with have dropped off. I had one person that was a huge follower of the show. and got mad at me because when I was doing my interviews, I didn't interview them while they were on vacation. You can't please everybody. I'm sorry. But the core group remains. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. I can't explain to you what I'm going through. It is feelings I've never felt before. Feelings of fear, feelings of dread, feelings of sadness, feelings of the unknown. And I'll be completely honest with you. Your words of encouragement, your concern, alleviate some of that fear, some of that unknown, some of that sadness. And I hate to be the person that begs and pleads for my listeners to contact me, but please do. And this time, it's not just for me. It's for my family. Because honestly, I show my family now every email of encouragement that I get. And it lifts them up. So if you're listening, go to the Paranormal Patriot at Zoho.com and please, for my family, for my kids, most importantly, my kids love the fact that my listeners who have never met my wife, never met my family, they love the fact that there are people who we've never met that are willing to take the time out of their busy schedules to send a line of hope, a line of encouragement. If you haven't, or even if you have, continue to do so. It means so much to my family and I. Thank you. I truly mean it. Thank you. I never thought I would feel this much hurt, this much pain, this much uncertainty in my life. My mother had cancer, and I thought that was the end of the world. And I guess it's, you know, this is the mother of my children. And I think of my children when I think that, how long does she have? It's a completely different fear. It's a completely different uncertainty and unknown. And every bit of encouragement that I get from my listeners goes a long way. So again, if you haven't, my kids need the encouragement. If you have, continue to send the encouragement. So with that being said, Andy, our friend Andy from Texas, sent me a question. And I have been wanting to fit this into a show and haven't done so. So I'm going to do it now, and I'm going to make it quick. Andy sent me a question. Will Debbie Wasserman Schultz go to prison? Will she save herself by singing like a canary? Will the Awan brothers join her in prison? Could this be the domino that starts a chain reaction? I'm going to answer them in order, Andy. Debbie Wasserman Schultz will not, I repeat, she will not go to prison. She's too high up. She's untouchable. There will not be a special inquiry on her. There will not be an investigation as to why she continued to employ this man. And if you are unaware of what's going on, she hired and she continued to employ her IT guy, which had been fired from numerous people because they were not sure of his intentions, essentially. Well, this guy was arrested trying to flee the country. And everybody wants to know, why was he leaving the country? What is he trying to hide? And then it came out that, holy cow, this guy's on Debbie Wasserman Schultz payroll. Again, we're not hearing this. You're not hearing this. All you're hearing about is the Trump collusion. You're not hearing about what could end the Democratic Party. But Andy, she's not going to go to jail. In my opinion, she's too high up. She's too elite. She's not going to go to jail. She has a special set of rules that we don't have. Andy also asked a question, will she sing like a canary? I don't think so. For months now, the feds have been trying to get her laptop. And she said no. She kept saying no. She would not hand it over. Now she says she's going to hand it over. And everybody on the liberal side is like, look, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is complying. She's handing over her laptop. Well, it's been months now. She's had time to clean everything off of that. Everything that would implement her in nefarious actions, everything that would implement her into illegal activities, by this point has been wiped clean. So of course she's going to hand it over and she's going to say, look, I'm innocent. But the facts remain. You wouldn't hand that over. You denied handing it over until you had time to clear it off. I don't think she's going to sing like a canary because I don't think she has any reason to, because everything that implements her in a crime has been deleted. Andy then asks, will the Amon brothers join her in prison? Well, I'm going to start by saying we're assuming Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to go to prison, which I don't think she will. The Amon brothers, I don't think they will. There is a, how do I put it? We'll just call it what it is. A different set of rules for politicians. They can get away with essentially murder, Hillary Clinton. And this is a case of that. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been caught numerous times breaking the law. Has she been implemented? No. Will she be implemented? No. Is she going to use her political authority to get the Amon brothers off? Absolutely yes. Then he asked, could this be the domino that starts a chain reaction? And unfortunately, I would love it to be. I would love it to be the domino that shows the American people the ridiculousness, the hypocrisy that the Democratic Party is. But it's not going to be. And the main reason is because the media will not report on it. Honestly, everybody listening to the show, how often have you seen anything on this story? Very, very rarely. But you'll see them trying to pin Trump with Russia constantly. They're making up stories to do so. But the actual story is the Democrats are against us. They have a completely different vision for the United States than the majority of the people have for this country. But because the media are one and the same as the Democratic Party, that's all we're going to hear about is how Trump colluded with the Russians. Jared Kushner had a conversation with the Russians. Now Donald Trump penned a story on what happened. There's nothing there. The lawyer for Debbie Wasserman Schultz said, look, they looked at this guy for 6 months and there's nothing there. Why are we prosecuting? To which I say, you've been looking at Donald Trump for 7-8 months and there's nothing there. Why are you still considering looking into this? It's a double standard. We're never going to get over it. The media in this country is completely socialist. It is going to take an uprising from the conservative base in this country to knock this down. That's all there is to it. If we can't do that, then we're eventually going to fall into a socialist country And all you have to do at that point is look at Venezuela. Venezuela started as socialist, and now they've turned into a dictatorship. Anybody opposed to Maduro is now being detained, and who knows what is happening behind closed doors there. The opposition, two opposition leaders, have now been detained, apprehended, and I'm sure they're being tortured in Venezuela's prisons. Because now Venezuela is a dictatorship. And that's how socialism starts. They tell you, we're here for the people. Everybody deserves everything. And it sounds great. And it really does. But if you have a brain, you realize somebody's got to pay the piper. That somebody is you and I. And once socialism starts, then it turns into a dictatorship. And the dictatorship turns into, this is how it is. You, the people, you're struggling. You can't find food to eat. We, the political elite, we live high off the hog. I am so worried that is what America is going to end up like. So, to make a long story short, Andy from Texas, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not going to prison. She will not sing like a canary because she doesn't have to. The Awan brothers are not going to prison. Nothing will happen to them. Because the media is going to be consumed by the non-existent Russian collusion claims. The American people are going to gobble them up. They're going to take fake news and treat it as the truth. Mark my words, Andy, this is what's going to happen, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but I'm a realist. We have too many people that believe that the CNN, MSNBC, and all the major network newscasters have integrity. They don't. They don't have integrity. They have an agenda. That's the answer to that question, Andy. I hope it answers it. And as your last segment, I will email you the link to michellesjourneywithcancer.com. You mentioned that it didn't. You couldn't find it. I will email you the link. And I appreciate your concern. So again, that's going to be it. That'll be the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for all your concern, all your support, all your kind words. And when I said it, I really meant it. Anybody that listens to this, go to the ParanormalPatriot.com. The Paranormal Patriot at Zoho.com. Every uplifting word, every prayer, every good vibe that you guys send us, not only is good for my wife and I, but I worry about my kids. My kids are confused, and they need some reinforcement. So if you haven't yet, please send me an email. Let me relay those emails to my kids to give them a little bit of secure comfort. If you haven't gone already, go to michellesjourneywithcancer.blogspot.com. Andy, I will email it to you. Most importantly, thank you for your support. Thank you for your concern. You have no idea, and I will never be able to express how much that means to me. When I say we're a family here at the Paranormal Patriot, I truly believe it. We are a family at the Paranormal Patriot. And when one of us hurts, we all hurt. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for listening. This will be the show for the weekend. I will have a show the weekend after this coming weekend. Hopefully. Everything's up in the air. But thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. This is your host, Tom Velasquez. We will talk to you next week.